of the world we live in, that it might be hard to access what those things are. And it may be that, like, for instance, what helped that woman know that she would enjoy that? What are the, in other words, it seems like maybe for some people there would need to be tools or clues or,
yes,
or little techniques to help them get back in touch with what they actually enjoy on that very basic level.
Well, now you just pushed me, you pushed us all back to the missing gateway, which which is wonderful. And that's the third gateway, which is learning the tools that we need and learning how to meet our needs and how to negotiate at times successfully, too, because it isn't enough to just know you have to replenish or know that you want to work or know that you have certain talents that have gone unmet. How in the world do you get there?
Right.
How do you, you know? And each area has its own set of skills. If you have to go to the local community college to be a dental hygienist,
mm-hmm,
that's very, very different than looking around your neighborhood. Is there anything I can just scan in my own world where I don't have to leave my kids that might refresh me?
Well, you know, some other, I'm thinking sort of in a more generic sense that the first example that you were talking about, or I don't remember at what point of the conversation, but when you were saying sit in the throne and put the crown on, you know, I thought, what a neat technique. In other words, to ask a woman, whether it's in a therapy session or in a group, what would you, if you were queen for the day, if someone were to come to the door and say, I'm your fairy godmother, you can be, do, have, experience anything, go ahead, what would it be? So giving people a little, or a magic wand, some sort of little tool that takes them out of the ordinary day-to-day life, and sort of jars that, what would I really like? Another technique might be thinking back when you were a child. You remember a time in your life when you really had fun or giggled or just was, you know, really, really enjoying yourself. What were you doing? And sometimes reaching back and retrieving memories like that can access an activity, like, for instance, the trampoline might be something that the person would have forgotten about, but then thinking of a childhood memory would bring it back.
Absolutely. And I had a woman after a workshop. We were encouraging, you know, these memories and stuff. And then she wrote to me that when she left the workshop, she bought a baton at a yard sale. And she closed the doors to her living room, and she played with a baton and, you know, twirled it. And she had the greatest time in the world. She never would have dreamed of doing that without permission to going back and scanning things she had loved as a kid.
Well, that's wonderful. And the next step is not having to close the door.
Yeah, right. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like that when I get older, I'll wear purple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a right to do the things we enjoy, and it shouldn't really matter whether somebody else thinks it's fun for them or not.
Exactly. And Martha, this must be something that I think Martha has done a beautiful job on the arousal of women through your writings and help them get to some of these places again.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Well, I don't know if I have anything brilliant to add to what you two have already said. And I see, Barbara, I'm going to be the timekeeper. There aren't very many minutes left.
I know.
And you've got three more gateways.
I know.
Five,
well, let's
six,
just let's just review them.
Okay.
Gateway 5 is coming home or going away, but always finding groups to belong to.
Feeling isolated.
Exactly.
What you mentioned last time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whether we go back to earlier groups that we've already known, such as a church we belong to, and then finding the corresponding group in a new city, or whether it's finding women on the World Wide Web who are in a similar predicament or have a similar passion to what we have, and joining them in email writing and so forth, whatever it is.
Right, joining a listserv I had suggested last time, something that is fun for you, something you have enjoyed in the past or would love to get to know about. You can get email from wonderful people in your box every day, and you could choose to answer or not answer as the spirit
right.
moves you.
Mm-hmm. And for the woman who has more problems, for example, you're having trouble with that toddler, to join other women raising two-year-olds can actually save the day.
And
you
your
know,
sanity.
Your sanity, for sure.
Right.
So that's that gateway. And the next gateway to happiness is recognizing our wisdom and mentoring others and letting others mentor us. And the best example I have is a woman who said to me once, I've been watching so-and-so, I forget the woman's name, and I said, well, who's so-and-so? And all the times we met for lunch, you never mentioned her. She said, well, she's not really a friend of mine. I said, well, who is she? She said, well, she lives down the street. And I said, oh, and she said, well, she's 20 years younger than I am, but I watch her. So now I was getting really eager to find out what this is all about. And she said, well, I just see that she has a lot of guests. Her house is always open. And I watch how she is so hospitable. If someone comes up to the door, she always comes out and sort of stands outside with them and then welcomes them in. And when people are leaving, she doesn't just close the door like goodbye. She walks them down to their car, and she's still chit-chatting and giving them, you know, a sense that they're welcome to the very second they leave. And she's just one of my secret wisdom ladies in my life.
Hmm.
I thought that was a wonderful example of how, you know, it's all around us to just
right.
broaden ourselves.
To learn from others.
Example.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the last gateway, and there's so much research on this now. You know, first we, of course, had our faith and our religions for thousands of years. Thank God we need them. But just in the last 10 years, the research on doing positive actions and good deeds is overwhelming, that, you know, the thing, the endorphins, the things that go off in your brain when you do a good deed, you do something for someone else, people should just run to do good deeds.
That's great.
You know? It's amazing. Amazing. So, and I like to end my last gateway to happiness with that, because I do believe we're here for a purpose, and we're here to raise humanity to a level that certainly we deserve to get to. And by the way, men have not been very successful at raising humanity to this level, and I think that women can be. And I think if women are in touch with their happiness, they will have much more chance to bring the world to a beautiful place, whether you call it a messianic age or the second coming, whatever it is, it will be something that we all want to celebrate.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and we have a lot of work to do, but us ladies, we can do it. We can
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
So over the next few weeks, we're going to continue through these gateways to happiness. Meanwhile, let me thank my guests, and briefly, each guest, please tell people how to reach you. Somebody go first. Hello?
Martha?
Oh, thanks. I'm Martha Trowbridge. My website is www.marthatrowbridge.org, and that's TROWBRIDGE. There's a contact page, and I would love to hear from any of the listeners, and am happy to help in whatever way I can. And thank you, Barbara and Sandy, for having me as your guest.
Well, thank you. We're all good together. We're really a great team. Sandy?
I'm Sandra Prince Embury, or Sandy, and I am at the Resiliency Institute of Allenhurst, and I can be reached at my email, sandraprince-embury@earthlink.net.
Very good. Thank you. And I'm Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein. I can be reached at enchantedself.com or my office, 732-571-1200, in the United States, of course. Or you can write me at drbarbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at enchantedself.com. And I just remind all of you that my new book is now out, The Truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. And I hope you will come to my website and read excerpts and buy the book and take it and read it and give it to your daughter or your granddaughter to read or your mother or your grandmother. And I am waiting to participate in some wonderful discussions and feedback and have a lot of fun together around this very important positive psychology book, believe it or not, even though it is a wonderful read. Thank you so much and see you again next week. Bye.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc. You have just listened
to
the
conference.
You have just listened to Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein and Happiness for Women Only. If you like to hear this all over again, due to a technical difficulty, we have portions of this
has left the conference
interview and will be posted on the website. PIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who will not otherwise be heard, PIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching programs for our listeners and join us. Thank you very much for joining us this week. I hope you had a grand old time. And on Monday, we'll start all over again, starting at 10:30 with Deborah Lentz Hill, The Proper Care and Feeding of Your Soul, with her co-host, David Lentz. Keep tuned. Exciting things are going to be happening at Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc. Go visit the website, http://internetvoicesradio.com, and keep on going back, because in this fast-paced 21st technological digital world, you need to keep up, and you don't want to be left behind. Thank you very much, and remember, keep listening.